T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The board ruled on an appeal of the policy by the Fraternal Order of Police. The FOP said the policy should have been a bargaining issue, not unilaterally imposed on officers. But the board ruled the department has a right to require that officers do not display offensive tattoos as part of its mission to gain public trust. Deputy City Solicitor Nicole Morris applauded the decision.
Residents deserve to feel safe, and offensive images and phrases, no matter where they come from, prevent that sense of safety and sense of comfort.
The city adopted the policy in 2017 after an image of an officer's tattoo went viral on social media. The tattoo of an eagle with the word Fatherland was interpreted as a Nazi symbol. At the time, the department had no tattoo policy, and the officer stayed on the job, though he has since left the department. The FOP had defended the tattoo as no big deal. It had no comment on the board's ruling. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.